I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance. In August of 1787, as the delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia wrestled with the thorny subject of the U.S. presidency, one of the matters that needed sorting out was a provision for the orderly succession of executive power. What would happen if the president were to die or become incapacitated? The creation of an office of vice president seemed to be a simple way of addressing that concern. But what, aside from waiting for the president to die, was the vice president to do? The answer turned out to be very little. John Adams, who was the first vice president under George Washington, called the job
the most insignificant office that ever the invention of man contrived or his imagination conceived.
Even as they were creating the office, the convention delegates admitted that it was one without a meaningful function. The Committee on Postponed Parts proposed that the vice president preside over the Senate. Elbridge Gerry and George Mason feared that this provision would give the executive branch undue influence over that body's deliberations. It was Connecticut's Roger Sherman who came to the rescue, proposing that the vice president's role be to cast a Senate vote only in the case of a tie, which would be but seldom. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.